The True False Film Fest is just around the corner, and KBIA has been talking to some of this year's filmmakers in a series we call True False Conversations. I'm Michaela Tucker. Bears, meteorites, and car crashes all make an appearance in The Road Movie, a documentary by Dmitry Klonishnikov. But it also includes many moments of quiet, personal drama. This film is made entirely of dashboard camera videos from Russia and the former Soviet Union. KBIA's Renee Hickman spoke to Klonishnikov about what he thinks the film says about Russia and about universal human experiences.
Can you tell us about your film and what's unique about it?
It is totally made of dashboard cam videos that were shot all around Russia. Some parts are recorded in the post-Soviet Union countries, but mostly Russia. So I just used the footage from the Verb, and it's kind of found footage film. There is no strong narrative arc in it, but I hope it emotionally drives the spectator through something more than an hour of film and shows Russia as it is through the view of the dashboard camera.
Can you explain the phenomenon of Russian dashcam videos to listeners who may not be familiar with it?
Most of the cars have dashboard cameras because it's useful when there is, for example, car crash, some accident. With this video, you can prove that you're not guilty, for example. Because there is a lot of cameras, there is a lot of strange footage.
What inspired you to make this film?
I was doing some work for local police where videos from the cameras which are on the streets, car accidents which were shot on these videos are analyzed. So I just got interested in the material and started to search in the web for other videos, and that's how I got to the great amount of dashboard cam videos and understood they're very special for documentary because they're not directed, they're purely made by chance.
What can American audiences learn about Russia from watching your film?
I hope it's not just exotic. I hope it shows some kind of Russian character, Russian mentality. Mostly it's our calmness and our living in the extreme situation sometimes and being okay with it. And I think it can be transferred to all our life. For example, in political perspective, in our society and so on. And this trait of character explains why are we in such situation, I think. For the foreign audience, I suppose it's a good chance to see Russians just from the place of the dashboard camera, when no one puts any ideology maybe or propaganda or something like that. Just to see pure observation of average people, how they react on the life.
Do you think the film says anything about human nature and not just about Russian character?
I was trying to do something in connections with Russian culture, Russian literature, maybe in some point, because, for example, The Road itself is a quite important symbol in Russian literature, in Gogol's novels, in Saltykov-Shchedrin, and so on and so forth. But yes, you're right, it's about just people. Like great Russian literature is also not about only Russians, but about people themselves.
That was KBIA's Renee Hickman speaking with The Road Movie director Dmitry Klonishnikov. To find all of our True False conversations, visit KBIA.org. I'm Michaela Tucker.